Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you just to anoint my tongue, body, soul, and mind that I speak only your words. God, I ask that you just open the hearts and eyes and ears of the people here, they may receive from you and not from man. God, we take the keys, we bind any hindrance, any distraction, anything that would try to rob your word from proceeding forth this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen. Amen. All right, before we move forward, I want to kind of share with you some things that God has placed on my heart, and then we'll get off into the study. Amen? Many people today, they live a life that's, like I said earlier, that's not where they quite want to be. If you ask people, are you happy, a lot of them will say, yeah, I'm happy. And the other ones will say, yeah, I'm kind of happy. And other ones will be like, well, I'm happy sometimes. But God wants us to be, you know, happy all the time. Amen? And the reason why people live this life of a roller coaster up and down is because either they don't have Jesus and they're living a life that's just, you know, pure trying to find happiness in the world, or they have Jesus and they haven't learned how to live a life that's successful in Christ, okay? But it's either or. The third category is the people who have got it, okay? And they're going to stay happy no matter what. And they're going to be happy no matter what. And what Pastor wants to show you this morning is I don't ever want you to allow anyone else to determine your happiness. I don't want you to allow anyone else or anything else in this world to determine your happiness. I want you to allow God to live in you and you to be happy at all times. Don't let circumstances, don't let situations, don't let people, places, or things determine who you are or what you're going to be or how you're going to be or determine, you know, your mood of life. Because I counsel a lot of people, and it's all pretty well basically the same thing. People will come to church, they'll sit on the pews, and the reason why is because they're seeking more, okay? And they're wanting more. But the truth of it is, the only way you're going to be able to receive the more is if you're going to be willing to yield to what God has for you, amen? If you continue to be stubborn and hard-headed and bullheaded, and you continue to do it your own way, and you continue to do it half in, half out, or continue to say, well, I'm pretty good, so I'm all right, then your life is going to continue to be an emotional roller coaster up and down. And if you continue to allow other people, you listening, that aren't of the same body to come into your life, they will in turn rob you of your happiness and your love and your joy and your peace, and your life will continue to be up and down. Amen. But when you learn what I'm going to teach you this morning, it doesn't matter who comes around you or what comes around you, you will know how to open up to people, and you will know how to shut others down. Amen? And you will say, hey, that's not for me, and I don't want that, and I don't want to receive that. Amen? And you won't look for people, places, things, or circumstances to find happiness. And let's face it, everybody does. Well, if I only had so much money, I'd be happy. Well, if God would just bless me with a significant other, I'll be happy. Be careful what you ask for. Huh? I'm going to shut up. Let me get back behind my pulpit. Holy Ghost is good, ain't he? He'll shut you down quick. He said, no. But a significant other, a person, you know, you can't allow that to determine your happiness. Amen. And some people say, well, I'll put all my love in my children. Well, then your children get older and they get rude and disrespectful and hateful and mean, and then they leave you, and then you're just thinking, man, what in the world? And then everything that you poured into it, you thought you was gonna reap something out of that, and you reap something totally different. Because we're seeking it out of the world and the things of the world. And then we tend to blame God. God, why is this happening, God? God, why is this taking place? God, why am I sad? God, I serve you. I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. Why am I depressed? Why do I feel the way I feel? Why do I have thoughts come in my mind that are not good thoughts? We got one person in church that's being honest. Because I know there's a whole lot more out there, amen, or God wouldn't be preaching this message. Now, we'll go ahead and go over to John 14. And I'm going to show you how to definitely live a life that's going to be very happy, amen. John 14, let's start with verse 23. And Jesus answered and said unto him, now listen, what's that very word? What's that very next word? If. So that's in y'all's Bibles too, huh? Circle that, okay? So that, you understand, there's a stipulation right here, isn't there? It says, Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto... What's that right after? And? We. That means plural, doesn't it? Well, that's just going to make a lot of people mad on this video today. Two. There's two right there in it. We. See there? It says, my Father will love him, and we, this is Jesus, red letter speaking, and we will come unto him, and we will make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, you hear that? He's telling you, people that say that they love him, he said, if you don't love me, he says, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. Again, showing plurality to people. He's saying, the word is not mine that I'm giving you, but it came from the Father, and I'm telling you what he told me to say. Amen? He says, these things I have spoken to you, yet being present with you. But the who? The Comforter, which is who? The Holy Ghost. Boy, when you say Holy Ghost, some people, they hate that word. They, why won't you say Holy Spirit? I don't like the word Holy Ghost. What does the Word of God say? The Holy Ghost. Amen? It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will, what? Now listen what the Holy Ghost does. He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Peace I leave with you. Now what is he going to leave with you? Peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world giveth I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let it not be afraid. Do you understand that? So right now, here we go. You ready? We got God. And we learned over in John, if you was here on Bible study, God is what? God is love. Amen. Jesus Christ, he says that God will send what? A comforter. Amen. What does a comfort do? Comforts you. Amen. And he will also teach you. And he will also bring back into remembrance the word of God back into your mind when you need that discipline or correction, or when you need that uplifting and that care and the love and mercy and grace. He's going to bring everything back into remembrance into your mind. Amen. But the main thing Jesus Christ says, he's fixing to leave, but he says what? He says, my peace I leave with you. Amen. Not as the world leaves with you. Why? Because the world gives you what? Temporarily peace, temporarily joy, temporarily happiness, temporarily relationships, temporarily things that are going to perish and pass away, that so many people put their emphasis on these things and on these relationships and on these people and these places and these things and chasing worldly things, and they're going to leave you empty-handed, broken-hearted, beat up and confused and dazed. And even though you go to church, you sit up and say, why can't I have a life that's just full of peace? You can. Amen. If you turn around and rely on God to be your what? Your love. Who is the love of your life? God is the love of your life. If you rely on the Holy Ghost to give you your what? Your comfort. Who comforts you when you need comfort? Amen. Do you seek things in the world? Do you seek people? Well, I'm going to call my friend and she's going to make me all happy now. No, she's not. Do you understand? Are you comprehending what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to find my happiness in this, and I'm going to put all my effort off into this one thing, and this is where I find my happiness. Well, then guess what that one thing is now? That is your God. You understand that? Whether it be your spouse, your children, your job, your career, your hobby, whatever it is, If you're putting all your eggs into that basket, guess what that becomes? And guess why people have so much trouble? Because when things hit them and they lose that job, or they lose that child, or they lose that spouse, or they lose that hobby, or something bad happens and it brings it to an end, they feel like their whole world comes to an end, and many people do things to themselves that they can't take back. Amen? I ain't even gonna speak that word up in this church, but it happens. And people, they put everything into that, and they chase all that, and then when they lose it, they that's the end of the rope. And they say, I just want to die. I hate my life. I can't stand it. Da 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 da. Why has this happened to me, Pastor? I go to church. I love God. I'm a good person. I don't do wrong things. Why am I so not happy? Why did God allow this to happen? Why does God allow that to happen? How come I didn't get this? How come I didn't get that? God wants you to see, it says, not as the world gives. You see, the things that God wants from you, is a heart. Amen. You can't outgive that. Because if you give him your heart, you'll wind up giving him everything else. But what happens is we give our hearts to other things. Amen. We give our heart to other things, and then we give God what's left. We give our heart to the things that we love, the things we like, the things that bring us pleasure, the things that bring us happiness. Because let's face it, well, I can't see God. And how do you know God is real? And if God is real, why does he allow this to happen? And why does he allow that to happen? Well, I guess what? When you serve God and you get to heaven, you can ask him all them questions you want to. He's God, amen. And there's a reason for everything. But you have to turn around and rely on God for your love, the Holy Spirit for your comfort, and Jesus for your peace. And you have to give him your heart, all of it. Amen. More than anything, more than your time, more than prayers, more than your money, more than anything. God, that's all good. That's what you're supposed to do. But he wants your heart. Because when you love something and you love someone, you give them what? You give them your all. You die for them. You'd be like, there ain't nothing I wouldn't give them. And you go through the, to the limits to get them everything that they want to make them happy. That's what God wants from you. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be full of joy. He wants you to be full of peace. He wants you to be full of love. He wants you to be just walking around just happy, got it going on. Well, you're broke. I don't care. I got God. I'm rich. Well, you're lonely. No, I ain't. I'm in love with Jesus. I'm in love with God. Well, you look sad. Well, the Holy Ghost will comfort me. Praise God, I just got it going on. I don't know, that person that done lost their ever living mind. They broke, sick, and disgusted, and ain't got nothing, and they walk around just happy like they got the world. You do, you got more than the world, amen. You got a God in heaven who loves you, amen, who cares for you, who is there for you, and who wants to have you walk around full of peace, love, and joy. And when you get that peace, I guarantee you there is nothing in this world that you will trade for it. Amen. And the devil will come. He will try to get you to trade. He'll try to get you to sin. He'll try to bring people in your life that'll try to suck you back into that old way of living. Amen. That's where you got to say, hold up, man. It took me a long time to get this peace. Amen. You can play with God. You can play church because misery loves company, and some people love to be miserable. But we don't choose to love misery. Amen. We choose to come out of that mess and say, hey, hold up, I'm making myself separate. And you realize that the only time that they're really your friend is when they want to dump all their garbage on you. Ooh, I don't want to hear all that. Leave me alone. Get some Jesus. Well, I love the Lord. Well, if you love the Lord, what did it say in the very beginning? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Okay? So, and it says, and if you don't, then the Father and the Son ain't with you. Praise God. So not everybody that says, Lord, Lord is really got the Lord. Amen? Luke 6:46 says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say? He straight up said, look it up. Luke 6:46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, if you don't do what I tell you? Go over to Matthew. Matthew 7:22 and 23. Praise God. Not everyone, there we go, we in it now. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So how are you going to get into heaven? You have to do the will of the Father. Many will say say to me in that day, what's that word again? Lord, Lord. Have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we, and in thy name, have we not cast out devils? And in thy name, have we not done wonderful works? It says, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Now here's people that are preaching, casting out demons, working miracles. Basically, what are they saying? I go to church, I live for God, I do God's will, I'm a Christian person, and I'm a good person, and I love God, and I'm going to heaven because he's my Lord, Lord. Y'all with me? But like I said, Luke 6:46 says, why do you call me Lord? Man, just go there because it's going to drive me crazy. I don't like saying things without you not seeing it. You know what I mean? Luke 6:46, and then we'll blend it all in. You there? And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Amen? So now, we'll put it all together. What he's trying to tell you is, why call me Lord, Lord, if you're not going to serve me? And if you're not going to serve me, don't think you're going to get into the kingdom of heaven. And then people are going to say, well, I prophesied in your name. I cast out demons in your name. I worked miracles in your name. And he says what? Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. You workers of sin. Okay? And you think, how in the world can somebody preach in the name of the Lord and still go to hell? There's going to be a whole lot of preachers in hell. I hate to tell you that right now. How in the world can people cast out devils? Because they use the name of who? The demons have to listen to that. Amen? How can they work miracles? The exact same way. How? The name of Jesus. The devil has to flee to that. But what he's trying to tell you is this. If you're not doing what of my Father's business, if you're not doing it, you can sit in church, you can play church, you can claim church, you can cast out devils, you can work miracles, you can preach till you turn blue in the face, you can go witness to everybody and try to make yourself look like some holier-than-thou Christian, but if you ain't doing the will of the Father, you ain't getting in. Do you hear me? Praise God. Lord, Lord, all day long, confess, claim, knock it, shout it, scream it, and guess what? If you're not doing what God says in the Bible, you ain't getting in. So all these people, how sick and disgusted do you think they're going to be when they get before God, and they're going to say, I did this for you, I did that for you, and I did this for you. And you know what they're going to say? You didn't do none of that for me. You did that for yourself. That's why you've done it. You did it for your own pride. You did it to lift your own self up. You did it to make your own self look good. You did it so you can have bigger and better transactions and people will love you and just lift you up and make you think that you're high and mighty and special. Do you understand that? Churches are full of business transactions all over the United States. People go there so that way they can have a better business. Amen? They go there so they can meet more people and make more connections and make more things happen. And they go there to make themselves look good. And they say, I'm a Christian. Do you get that? I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. I've never drank, swear, cuss, do all this stuff. I can pray over you and a demon come out. I can pray over you and a miracle can happen. Well, I know John 3:16. You get what I'm saying? And God's going to look at all these people that are going through all these motions and going through all this stuff. He's going to say, no, that's fine. I'm glad you could cast out an evil spirit. I'm glad you could preach. I'm glad that you could work a miracle every once in a while. But what did you do with the rest of your life? Amen. How did you live the rest of your life? I'm glad that little old 5 or 10%, what you talking about when you come into the Lord, I'm glad that sounds all good. But what did you do with the other 90%? Well, you know, I'm human, and we all make mistakes, and, you know, the Word of God. And this makes me sick, blasphemous. I can't stand it. The Word of God says that there's none righteous, no, not one. And, you know, wait a minute, hold up. We learned just in the last chapter that if we do the will of God, that God and the Father will come and make their abode with us. Amen? What does abode mean? Abode means they will come live with us. Amen? So therefore, just like Paul says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And if I died, then my righteousness died, and the old me died, and it's no longer I living, but God lives in me. So therefore, when God sees Jesus in the blood over me, it's His righteousness that He sees. Amen? So therefore, we should walk around not with this excuse of grace and, oh, we're just all a bunch of sinners. We're all, man, I want to hear all that. Amen. Speak the truth or don't speak it. Quote the whole word or don't quote it at all. Amen. Come correct or don't come. Amen. That's the way it is. When you have Jesus and God and they make their abode in you, you are what? Dead. So therefore, your feelings is dead. Your emotions is dead. Your poor pity me's, guess what? Or dead. And it's no longer you, but God lives in you. And if God's in you and you got the love, you got the Holy Ghost, and you got the peace, you're walking around on cloud nine. Amen. You're going to be happy. You're going to be shouting. You're going to be jumping. You're going to be praising. You're going to be worshiping. And there ain't nothing going to bring you down. Amen. Because you're going to rule and reign with Jesus and have it going on, and it can't nothing or no one bring you down or make you belittle you or do anything to you, because they're not doing it. Hallelujah. When you do one thing to the least of these, you have done it to me. Amen. What is he saying? It's not them who's alive no more. When you speak against somebody that is an anointed child of God, you better watch your mouth, because it ain't them who you're really speaking on. Amen. Praise God. Do you get that? Don't bring a curse on yourself. Don't bring a curse on yourself. You have to realize that it is Christ that lives in people. And when God sees them, he doesn't see them because they are dead. He sees what? The holiness and the righteousness of Jesus. Does that make sense to you? Hallelujah. When the demons see you, praise God, they don't see you, they see Jesus, amen. Praise God, they don't make y'all happy? What is wrong with y'all? You better learn it, I'm telling you. You better grab a hold of what Pastor's giving you. You don't want to go through the years and years of trials to finally figure this stuff out, amen. You better grab a hold of it now. Because when you do, you can say, well, I ain't worried about the world's peace. I got the peace of Jesus. You walk around happy. You walk around just shouting for glory and joy, knowing that your Father's going, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. He's a father to the fatherless, amen. One day he's going to come get his children, amen. He's going to come get us, and he's going to say, well done, my faithful son, my faithful daughter. Those who really serve him in spirit and in truth, and they don't make excuses for their weak, watered-down sins, but turn around and say, you know what? I'm about my Father's business. I'm going to do what my Father says. I'm going to be who my Father wants me to be, and he can deliver me from everybody else that don't want to be that way. Amen. Praise God. Don't be a people pleaser, be a God pleaser. In the end, people are going to leave you, forsake you, backbite, and devour you. But God will always have your back. God will always love you. God will always stand beside you, hallelujah, when everybody forsakes you. God will always be there for you. He will be the one that will comfort you. He will be the one that will hold you. He will be the one that loves you. He will be the one that kisses you on the head and say, it's going to be okay, hallelujah. The reason why you ain't got some of the things, your companions and loved ones and things, because God wants to get your heart ready first, amen. He wants you to get your heart ready so he can give you what he wants to give you. Amen. He's still working on you. Some of you looking at me like, Pastor, how come I ain't getting what I want? He's working on you. He's working on you. You just tell yourself that. I look at all of you. You know who I'm talking about. I at least got this side down. You just turn around and say, God must be having somebody beautiful for me. Amen. He's still working on me. I'm going to have a Prince Charming up in here. Amen. Don't settle for second best. Amen. Don't settle for seconds. Don't settle. I'm not settling. Amen. I want a church that everybody's heart more than anything else. Do we need money? Yeah, we need money. Do we need things done? Yeah, we need things done. But more than the money, more than anything, we need a church that's heart is going to be in one accord, that's going to love the Lord. Amen. That's what we need. Because it ain't about the money with me. I can go to another church and get paid right now. You know what I'm saying? I can. They beg, people beg you to come when you preach the truth. They want that. But I don't want a church full of people that's going to try to say, now you got to talk to that pastor about that type of preaching. No, you ain't going to talk to me about my preaching. I'm going to preach what God tells me to preach. Amen. We're going to let it rip. And it's going to be what God tells it. And when he wants to shut it up, he knows how to do that too. Amen. Yeah, we've seen that, haven't we? Praise God. So when you leave here today, are you going to be happy?
Amen.
Are you going to let the world dictate your happiness? Who's dead? The old you is dead. Who's alive in you? God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Love, peace, and comfort. Don't that feel bummed?
Amen.
It does to me. When you think like that, you just think, man, this is temporary. This world's temporarily. Don't chase a bunch of temporary stuff. Amen. We'll just be happy. Just say, you know what, God? When you decide to bless me, that's when I'll get it. Amen. Here goes again. You ready? If you chase it, you're going to get something that eventually you ain't going to want. You go look at it chasing, you're going to get it. So yeah, you'll get it. Devil will give you exactly what he wants you to have. But if you wait on the Lord, guess what will happen? God will say, they're ready. And he'll send the blessing. And when you know it's from him, you're going to be like, ooh, praise you, Jesus. You're like, thank God I passed that up, amen. Because I got it going on now, amen. Praise God. You have to. You have to wait. Because when it comes from God, can't nobody take it away. When it comes from God, it's going to be beautiful. When it comes from God, it's building upon a rock. And you know, hey, man, all the winds and the storms can come. Everything can come against. And stuff does come against you. But when your feet is planted on that rock, you can say, man, I ain't being moved. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Okay? I'm not. Like I said this morning, many are the afflictions of the righteous. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. You're going to be come against. Amen. You will. But as long as you stay in that little circle, I got to share this with you. When you see me up here and I'm praising and worshiping, I kid you not, this is when you see me do this right here, and I go down one arm, and I go down another, and I go like this, and I go like that, and I'm wiping myself. What I'm doing is it's like almost like I'm stepping into this cloud, okay? It's like there's a cloud there, and I'm stepping in it, and I'm making sure that I got the anointing all over me, and I get off in that cloud, and then I feel that the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and I feel that Spirit, and I'm like, I'm plugged in, amen? And I'm like, okay, God, I'm ready. Do what you're going to do. Bring it. Amen. Stay in the cloud. Stay happy. Don't let the worry and the fears overcome you. You say, you know what? God knows how to take care of you. He does. He knows how to meet your needs. You just... You just hold your basket out there and get ready and say, God. And if you have to wait a little long, make your basket bigger. He may have something real fast. Say, God, I'm ready now. And when he blesses you, be a wise steward with it and you do what you're supposed to do. But he'll meet all your needs. He will. He will. He'll take care of you. Amen? All right. Is Donnie still here? Doc, let's pray. Let's play something. Here's what I want you to do. When he plays the music, I want you to come down and pray. And what I want you to do is say, God, I pray that this old me and the worldly desires are out of my heart. And God, I ask that you just place a heart of trust inside of me where I can trust you and believe in you and know that all things will work for my good. And I want the peace that Pastor's talking about, and I want that love, and I want that comfort. And God, I just want to be able to come to you when I really have a problem or I really have a need. And I want to know that you and me are going to build this awesome relationship today to where you're always going to be with me and I'm always going to be with you, and I don't have nothing to fear or worry. Amen?